From NPR News in Washington, I'm Barbara Klein. A federal appeals court today upheld protections for 40 million acres of backwoods areas in national forests across the country. NPR's Elizabeth Shogren reports.
The appeals court ruled that the Bush administration broke the law when it failed to analyze the environmental impacts of abolishing protections for national forests that were established by the Clinton administration. The court also ruled that the Clinton administration's so-called roadless rule be reinstated across most of the country. That rule banned road building and most logging and drilling in undeveloped areas. Attorney Kristen Boyles represented environmental groups in the case. She says it was an important victory, but some legal threats to pristine areas in national forests remain.
We are not out of the woods yet.
A district court in Wyoming twice found the Clinton rule illegal. An appeal of that case is pending. A Forest Service spokeswoman says the agency hasn't yet figured out the implications of the new ruling. Elizabeth Shogren, NPR News, Washington.
Florida-based mortgage lender Taylor Bean & Whitaker announced today it's shutting down its new loan operation. NPR's Greg Allen reports the move is likely to have ripple effects throughout the industry.
The announcement that Taylor Bean & Whitaker will cease all mortgage lending comes a day after the Federal Housing Administration said it would no longer work with the company. The FHA suspended the company, based in Ocala, Florida, because it had not submitted an annual report as required. The FHA said Taylor Bean had also falsely stated that it had gone through a clean audit when the auditor had in fact discovered, quote, irregular transactions that raise concerns of fraud. Two other large mortgage financiers, Freddie Mac and Ginnie Mae, have also said they will no longer work with the company. Faced with that news, Taylor Bean notified employees it would immediately stop making new loans. That action will come as a blow to mortgage brokers who've partnered with Taylor Bean, which in the first half of the year ranked as the nation's 12th largest mortgage lender. Taylor Bean says it will continue servicing loans as it restructures its business. Greg Allen, NPR News, Miami.
The police chief of Los Angeles is resigning. In a surprise announcement today, William Bratton said he'll leave the department this fall and will move back to New York City to work for a global security company. He said it was the right time for him to move on. Bratton took over the troubled LAPD 7 years ago and won praise for reforming it. Former Congressman William Jefferson plans to appeal his conviction today, according to his lawyer. The former Democratic congressman from New Orleans was found guilty of 11 felony counts, including bribery and racketeering. He faces a sentence of more than 20 years. Jefferson was allowed to remain free on bond. On Wall Street today, the Dow closed down 39 points at 9,280. The Nasdaq lost 18 points to close at 1993. The S&P fell 2. This is NPR News. President Obama says he's committed to overhauling the nation's health care system by the end of the year, with or without bipartisan support. On a visit today to Indiana, which has been hit hard by the recession, the president argued a revamped health system would stabilize the country's fiscal health. Mr. Obama also announced a $2.4 billion federal grant program for companies developing fuel-efficient vehicles. Two studies in the current issue of the New England Journal of Medicine call into question a common form of back surgery. NPR's Joanne Silberner has details.
In the procedure, a doctor injects cement into a vertebra fractured as a result of osteoporosis. Vertebroplasty has been done for more than a decade, but up until now there have been no gold standard tests, where half of a group of patients get the procedure and the other half get a placebo. Two such studies have now been done. Everyone had the same sized needles inserted into their backs and received the same anesthetics, but only half the people in each study got a cement injection. Pain went down in both groups pretty much equally. James Weinstein, who heads the Health Policy Institute at Dartmouth Medical School, says the studies show that vertebroplasty is no better than the placebo. But one of the study researchers says he'll continue doing it in an attempt to find out why, cement or no, people got some pain relief. Joanne Silberner, NPR News.
Oscar-winning screenwriter Bud Schulberg has died. Schulberg wrote screenplays for the classic films On the Waterfront and A Face in the Crowd. He was also known for his novels What Makes Sammy Run and The Harder They Fall. Schulberg was 95. I'm Barbara Klein, NPR News in Washington.